All right, everything you say and do from this moment on will be recorded and used as evidence against you. All right, everyone, so welcome to 2020. Finally, you know, we talked about our 2020 vision last year, all of last year pretty much, and here we are, and it's going to be an absolute cooker. It's going to be a great, not cooker as in hot temperature-wise, but hot action-wise. We've got action coming out of our ears already, and actually, I think the best way I can start is to introduce you to Mr. Action. I'll get him laughing. So remember, late last year, I was talking about an idea that we had at the Institute to start generating leads for the spending planners. So if you read your newsletters, you would have known all about that. And you would have also known that early this year, we pressed the green button and decided to go ahead with the plans to engage with somebody to help us with that. And we're not 100% certain how it's going to end up looking, but everything in business is always a case of let's do something, see how it turns out, and we'll poke it and prod it and push it along the way and turn it into the best that we absolutely can. So I'd love to introduce you tonight to our new, I'm not exactly how I'm going to describe you, Derek. How, I'm not going to call you a techie man, but you're a bit of a techie marketing kind of all around good guy, aren't you?
I certainly am. Hello, all. My name is Derek, and I'm from Scotland, as I'm sure you'll probably notice with the beautiful accent that I have. What I will try and do is try and speak as slow as I possibly can.
Now, Derek, there's good news. We actually have an interpreter. Lizzie Hammond's parents were Scottish, and Lizzie's on the call. So Lizzie can understand you loud and clear, and if anybody says, hey, I can't understand, we'll just go to Lizzie and she'll be able to solve your problem.
I was just typing in the text box, woohoo, the Scottish, woohoo. I was actually born in Glasgow, so even though you can't tell, but yeah.
No. Well, right. Glasgow was that?
Glasgow, yeah.
Yeah, so do you know where?
Anderson,
yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I'm originally from Bathgate, which is
yeah,
so 20 miles away.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. So I'll interpret it for you.
So sorry, Derek, I'm playing silly buggers and I cut you off there. So all round good guy was where we started. So give us a little bit of a rundown on how you got to be at this point, the Derek Bunning story, and
yeah. Okay. When I left school, I'll go right back to the beginning just to give you an overview of what I've done in the past. I joined the army when I was 16. I was in there for 4 years. I left when I was 20, went back to university and got a bachelor's degree in business management. Started my first business at the grand old age of 23, which was a car detailing business. And within 6 months, we had two major contracts with Arnold Clark, which is a big motor retailer in the UK, and had 12 staff. During that time, this was when websites just started to get used for business. I couldn't afford to pay for a website myself because it was £800, which was roughly $1,600. But this is going back 20 years ago. Which was a lot of money, because I just spent about £6,000 on the business itself in terms of investment. Yeah. So I used to go out in Valet during the day, cleaning cars up until 11 o'clock at night. Come in, have a shower, have something to eat, and sit in front of the computer until 6 o'clock in the morning, learning how to program and develop websites. So if you fast forward 6 months from that, I had essentially a business website which was serving the car valet and stuff, and I'd started another two other websites, one of which was selling products all over Europe, valeting products. So I found myself packing boxes for the best part of the day. This was while also running the car detailing business and two contracts, and I'd also created a business directory of other valeters within the UK, where they were obviously paying for it to advertise on the website and Google and Google AdWords or AdSense, sorry, was also providing income. I then got to the point that I was helping other people and I started getting paid to help other people. So the amount of money I started to make doing the website stuff superseded the amount that I was making with 12 staff and two major contracts with Arnold Clark. So I sold the detailing business and went with the web design type of route. So I've been doing this now for just over 16 and a half years. During that time, we've become HubSpot partners. We're obviously the usual kind of Facebook, Google, Bing partners for in terms of advertising. I've also went through my own certifications for become a software engineer with Zend, which are the PHP people. So it's a programming language over in America. I've got a postgraduate diploma in digital marketing with BEB, which I got with IDM in London. And pretty much since selling the Carvalent business, I've been developing software, websites, apps. We manage our own servers right throughout the world. We're also a domain name registrar in the UK and an Enom partner for the kind of .com and .net domains. And the agency still runs in the UK as it does here in Australia. So I'm a big believer on self-development. I'm a very, very positive person. I'm up at 4:30 in the morning. Early bird catches a worm, as David was just suggesting.
Earlier on, yep.
Yep. And I'm all about marketing, helping people, want to try and make an impact in people's, not just their business, but their life. And I know that, you know, if I can help people with the knowledge and expertise and skills that I've got, it just makes for a happier life at home. So what we're doing now is I've actually been helping Kim Donnelly. Hi, Kim. With her own...
How are you, Derek?
I'm good, thanks. With her own marketing and website and things like that to try and help generate leads. And I was put in touch with David just before Christmas there. So we've just been conversing since then, and we're decided to kind of get involved together and try and help the spending planners. I believe 100% on what Kim was doing, and I told Kim that before I even spoke to David. I think it's the prospect, I suppose, for to try and help people and the impact that people can receive by understanding how making small changes in your spending habits can make a massive difference, especially in the future with you know the compounding effect, and I just think it's a really good thing.
Yep. So you're definitely
here. We are
definitely.
So what we want to try and yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So what we want to try and achieve is we want to try and develop the two websites Succeed With Money. So the whole point to that site will be to attract leads where people are looking for help with money, and those leads will be nurtured and educated with good quality content and podcasts and things. And then what we hope is that those leads will be funneled to the spending planners. The second goal will be to attract people that are looking for a business opportunity to obviously go on and become spending planners themselves.
Yep.
So again, we'll do that through providing, developing quality content, which will attract the right type of people that are good as a prospect or a client, I suppose, for a spending planner. And hopefully they should already be nurtured through the content so that when it comes to the sales process, they should already be qualified. So it should make the selling of the spending plan itself a breeze. So by the time you get on, the spending planner gets on the phone, it's just a case of finding out when you want to get started. We're thinking about putting a forum on there for engagement. So the forum is all about trying to get other people to converse, because you'll find that when people have money problems, it's generally all related to the same sort of issues. So if people can see that other people have the same problems and they can help each other, that will give them confidence on in this this whole business, I suppose, of working with a spending planner. And of course, we'll have optimized landing pages with lead forms and call to actions to help convert those leads in order to funnel them through to the spending planners.
So can you guys see the Succeed With Money website on your screen at the moment, or is it still on the 2020 vision?
Yeah, still on 2020 vision for me.
Okay, I better stop that share and do another share then. Hang on a sec. So I don't want to stop your enthusiasm there, Derek, but I'll just say to people, so last year when I last spoke with you on the November webinar, we were talking about creating this website. Well, now it's up and live. We were talking about being ready to launch our podcast, and that's up and live. And I expect most of you know about that. Carolyn and I have been busy recording and publishing our episodes, and that seems to be going well. We've created a Facebook page, and Derek, I don't think I've even told you about this, but there's a Succeed With Money Facebook page, which we basically created it, and we haven't touched it because I just figured that you'd want to have your say on how it all worked out. So,
yes.
Just putting you on notice that exists now with everybody else. So this is the website that we're going to start with. Is that right?
Yeah. So basically what's happened is we're actually developing a new website, which is more focused on the actual people that we're trying to attract. So we're actually already working on some content for this as well. But this is where we're going to start, and then we'll move on to the other websites.
Now at late last year, or sometime over the Christmas holiday period, there were a few comments on the Facebook forum about this website here, thespendingplan.com.au, which is just, I was mentioning this to you this afternoon, Derek, it's just a simple click on the sign in button. And people have been saying to me, we need to do something with that page. So I think for those people that were making those comments, the good news is that Derek was also saying to me this afternoon that we would work on doing something with this. Is that right?
Yeah. So what we need to do is we need to tidy things up. So firstly, the whole point to Succeed With Money really is to try and attract people that don't understand anything about a spending plan. I'd never heard of a spending plan until I arrived, until I started speaking to Kim. Most people have heard about budgets, but they're generally scared of budgets. So the whole point to Succeed With Money is to try and attract the people that are looking to succeed with money, looking to manage the money better, and also those that are looking for an opportunity. So that will feed leads into what we're hopefully going to move towards will be spendingplan.com or spendingplanner.com. Probably spendingplan.com. We're kind of still working this part out. So the whole point to the spendingplan.com or spendingplanner would be to have everything to do with what a spending plan is, educate people the difference between a spending plan and a budget, educate people on how a spending plan can help them in their situation, irrespective of what that is, whether that's to succeed with their finances to get a grip on the finances, I suppose, or to, you know, if their spending plan is about buying that next house or the dream wedding or whatever it is, and nurture them through that process. Now, within that site, the plan is at the moment is to have the find a spending planner. So at that point, what we want to do is we want people to then come onto the site. They can then either fill in a form, and what will happen is the details that we take for the form will be intelligent enough to feed those leads, I suppose, to their nearest spending planner.
Actually, we had some discussions around that today, because the model that I presented to you guys was that the leads would be, and I nominated the amount of $25. I've got no idea what it's actually going to cost, but we'll say it's $25 at this point in time. But we're having some discussions, and we'd like to engage you guys in this discussion in some way, shape, or form, because I was asked, so how are we actually going to distribute leads to spending planners? So in my mind, I'm thinking that somewhere on the Institute website, maybe in the Resources Center, you would go in if you decided I need another customer, and you would go, yep, I'll pay if it's the $25 or whatever it is, and put your name on the queue for a lead. And it would be basically first come, first served. It would be one at a time. So we can't have somebody saying, I'll just take 10. So it'll be basically get in the queue, and as they come available, they get dished out as you know, in order of people asking for them. Now, whether that model works or not, or whether there's a better way of doing it or not, I'm not sure yet. Lizzie, you've got your hand up, so can you speak to us in Australian, please?
Yay. You're giving me tears here because he sounds just like my dad, so I was like, oh. I've actually just Googled the succeedwithmoney.com site, and it's actually coming up with a dangerous red flag. So can I just share my screen?
You possibly can, but Derek probably already knows about why that would be.
Okay, it's my Norton's that's put a block on it. So there's two, when I Googled it, there was two things came up, the first two, and both of them had a red cross and a block on them, so blocked by my Norton's.
Yep, share away.
You want me to share? Okay, hang on,
So all of the websites have been moved in the last, 2 weeks, Derek? Week and a half, 2 weeks?
Yeah, I did notice that there was something the other day I was looking for and it wasn't available. So there, has that come up now?
Yep, we can see that. All right, so that's something.
It's Norton that's causing that, because my computer's not putting that up, Lizzie.
No. But that's what I'm saying. It's my Norton's, which is pretty strong. But yeah, there may be something why that's actually doing that. So
yeah, all right. Well, that's definitely noted. And I don't know why, but I'm hoping Derek knows why.
So basically, what happens with antivirus and your internet type of things like Norton and things like that is even things like certain keywords like sex and make money today and all that kind of stuff is sometimes seen as being quite spammy. You'll sometimes get that with emails and things that come through as well. If there's anything with any of those kind of keywords in them, they just go straight to the junk box. But what we can do is I'll have a look at that myself and I'll go into Norton and just make sure that they see that as being a bona fide website.
So you can actually
essentially get these things out.
You can actually go to Norton and tell them that we're good guys.
I've just gone to the report to see.
Lizzie, feel free to forward that to myself if
you
wish.
All right, so even the Spending Planners Institute site will end up having some work done on it, but that probably doesn't concern you guys so much, because that's my job of introducing and training more spending planners when the time is right. So the ones that I'm sure you guys are interested in is the Find a Spending Planner. And the Succeed with Money and the Spending Planner page, which we will do some work on. We all seem to be on the same page with regards to that. So if anybody's got any ideas on how they think we should make leads as they come through available and what would be a fair system to do that, absolutely happy to, you can put it on the Facebook or you can email through to admin@to Kathy. And we're happy to look at it. But at this point in time, we've kind of had the idea. And it's like, let's go as far as we can see. And when we get there, we'll see further, which is a good way to go. Amira.
Can I just make a quick comment, David?
Yeah, sure.
It's Kim. So
Amira's got her hand up, Kim.
Oh, sorry. You go, Amira.
Sorry, I just had to unmute myself. I have a question about the Spending Planner website.
Yep.
I thought, is that not just for the actual software login?
That's what it was originally intended for. But people have said to me that if anybody types in Spending Plan or Spending Planner, this is what they find. And I mean, Derek could probably tell me how many people are looking for that. I don't know. But if they're finding this, we want them to find something more exciting than a sign-in button. So we're thinking that we can turn it into more than just a sign-in button. It can also be a promotional thing that says what a spending plan is and why.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's just basically making better use of real estate, online real estate.
And have you changed the resource center website? I just was trying to go in there today and it comes up saying it's not available.
Right, well...
Do you want me to explain this, David?
Yep, you do it, Derek.
Yep. Okay, so what happens is there's... I'll try and not be too technical here because I can feel myself veering towards it already. but basically what happens is if you have a bookmark anywhere on your browser with the domain name attached to it, the best thing to do is delete the bookmark, clear your browser cache, and then close down your browser and open it back up again and try and visit the website. Now, if you still continue to have problems, that means that there's a possibility that your computer has cached the DNS entries or your router has. The chances are it's going to be your router. So the best thing to do there is try and reset or restart your router so that it boots back up again. Generally, what happens with when you move a domain name from one server to another, the IP address which is associated with the domain name gets cached on your computer, just like when you visit a website that downloads like images and JavaScript and all that kind of stuff, so that the next time you visit it can find it quicker. So it's an efficiency thing for your computer, just so it makes things quicker. But sometimes that can cause problems. Now, normally, it usually takes about 72 hours for the full propagation to complete from one IP address to another. But if you're still having problems, then there must definitely be an issue locally. Now, the way that you can test this is if you log off your Wi-Fi, or if you go into your phone, come off your Wi-Fi and just use your phone data and try and browse the website, you'll probably be able to access it no problem. That would tell you that then there's a problem locally. So it's just a case of trying to clear the cache and resetting your router, which should solve that problem.
Yep. Can I?
No worries, thanks.
Kathy was having trouble getting to some of our websites at home at her office, but when I met up with her, where we meet up every week, she had no problem at all because it was a different Wi-Fi and it hadn't remembered where we go regularly. So it was no problem. When she went back home, the problem came back. So it's having a case of having to clear the router, as I would call it, the router, as Derek would call it, so that it doesn't think it knows where it has to go without actually going there. That's I think, the layman's term version of it.
That's right.
Yeah. So I think we can get pretty excited that the things that we talked about late last year are coming to fruition, and 2020 is going to be a big year for all of us. And the best thing you can do is actually go, you know what? I want to be part of this. Let's get in and make it happen. So Derek, I know you said you'd be happy to take questions. Has anybody got any questions, or have you got anything else you want to add before I go? Let's just throw some questions.
I suppose be prepared for the leads to be coming through. I know I've been working with Kim and we're still working on some of the content and things for Kim's website. So I'm sure Kim will be tell you how things are kind of going with her business. But as things change and as we start to generate traffic for the website, there'll be no immediate you know, influx of leads until we start getting the content and the SEO starts to kick in. And once that starts to happen and the website's up and running, the plan will be to start doing some paid Google ads along with some paid social. So there is a strategy there for generating leads. It's not just a case of putting up a website and hoping for the best. we'll be doing everything within our power to make sure that we're generating leads for spending planners.
Yep. All right. Excellent. Exciting. Any questions? And I know that Lizzie just wants you to keep talking. And Amira does too, I think. She said, yay, I love Scottish people.
I have a Scottish lady helping me with things. She lives in Dubai. And I am addicted to Outlander. So
you maybe know that where Outlander was filmed round about Kouris and things is literally 10 minutes from where I used to stay.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Awesome.
It's actually quite strange watching it and seeing the places where you live dated back to, you know, the 1700s.
Well, thankfully, it hasn't been on for a while, so I've had plenty of time to work, but as soon as the end of February comes and it's back on, I'll be addicted again.
Come on, Amira, where's that 2020 vision?
Oh, don't worry. I do it in between. Don't worry.
All right. So yes, I think we're in good hands. The reason that I seriously listened to what Derek had to say, because a lot of people in marketing will tell you how great they are at marketing, and because they're marketing people, they could sell ice to Eskimos. So it's kind of, you kind of have to stand back a bit from marketing people when they say, oh, I'm great, you know, give me the job. But the reason that Derek got the Guernsey here, if you understand that terminology, is because of the results that he's been getting with Kim Donnelly. So I knew it wasn't just him blowing his own trumpet and saying how good he was, because there was actually runs on the board, because Kim's been going quite well. So,
And Derek, what Derek said about really caring about what we're doing and believing in it is true. He really does want to help people in general and us spending planners. So I have full faith in that, and that Derek will help us all really kick goals this year.
Cool. So, Kim, was that what you wanted to say before, or when I cut you
off? No, all I wanted to say was the link on the new Succeed with Money has all our names, but it doesn't have our towns on it. Just a little thing, but, you know, we're from.
It was just an experimental thing to see. Yeah, don't get too worried. There's lots of work to be done yet.
Yeah.
In fact, even the decision as to where all of that stuff's going to be hasn't really 100% been made yet. So it's very fluid at the moment. So one of the exciting things is that Derek's decided he's coming to conference so that he and I can meet face-to-face and talk about some of this stuff, and you guys that will be at conference will get a chance to meet him. Now Lizzie wishes she was coming. All righty. Well, that was my main item for tonight. So thank you, Derek, for sharing. I hope everybody's inspired and enthusiastic. I know you're certainly looking forward to having customers on tap, or leads on tap anyway. I can see the next thing that we're going to have to work through is having a lead doesn't necessarily mean having a customer. It just means you've got someone to practice your sales pitch on. So the Institute itself is now going to have to go, okay, those of you that don't feel confident about converting a lead into a customer, we're going to have to go back to the training manual and talk to the spending planners who are successfully signing people up, and make sure that every one of you is comfortable in having that conversation with the people who do come through as leads, so that you know you can convert them into customers. So it's all the process, and yeah, Rome wasn't built in a day, but geez, we're going okay. All righty. Thanks, Derek. Unless there's something else, I'll thank you for that. Yep. And hang around if you like. You're quite welcome to. But if you want to go and have some dinner or spend some time with your family, by all means, go and do that.
No, that's fine. I'll hang around and see, listen to what everyone else has got to say and yourself. And
yeah.
You get a bit more absorbed into what's going on.
Oh, we were going to talk behind your back. How can we do that when you won't go away? All right, so I just mentioned conference. So it's a bit late for anybody else that wants to come, but we've actually had a few late sign-ins, which is good. The numbers are down from last year, but it's going to be a really good group. And we're going to do, it's not just going to be listening to lectures all the time. We're actually going to be putting lectures into practice so that you'll go away with things that you've heard about and decided, yes, I should do something about that. You actually have the opportunity to put some of that into practice and get started, so you've already got momentum. Now, something else, I had a meeting with Kathy and Carolyn in January, not far into the new year, to discuss plans for the Institute and how we can help you guys as much as possible to get success. And to, I mean, basically, I said to someone today, a business person, it just rolled off my tongue. I accidentally sort of said, oh, well, you know, this industry, the spending planning industry, I think is what I said. And he almost stopped me and said, so you're an industry. I said, too right, we're an industry. That's where we're going with this. We're creating a new industry. And you better believe it. So one of the things that after sort of sitting there with a big sheet of paper and scratching down ideas, one of the things that we came up with was, you know, for 5 years now, I've workshops in top and I used to do 5, 6, 7, 8 a year. I used to go to Brisbane, Sydney, and Melbourne 3 times a year, and Adelaide and Perth once a year. And I used to run workshops in all of those places. And I stopped doing that when the Institute began because I wanted to focus on getting the Institute up and running and working on training, spending planners, and doing whatever was needed to look after you guys. But we decided that it would be a really good idea if I went back out and did some speaking gigs, not to teach people how to use the software, not to do anything other than to try and help you guys get referrers and clients. So we looked at it, and there's the bulk of the spending planner population is in Southeast Queensland. So for you guys who are elsewhere, you'll have to wait a little bit for this. But I think we've picked the 11th of March. I'm going to do a speaking gig. I think that's a Wednesday night. It'll be at the Comesley Hotel, where you'll all be familiar with, because that's where you'll have done your training. And the idea is that we want to give spending planners an opportunity to invite potential leads and potential referrers along to an evening where I can do a presentation and get them all excited about what we're doing as an industry and what we can do for people to sort out their money problems. So I'll have two different kinds of people in the same audience, you know, professional people who you're hoping might think, gee whiz, you guys are worth talking to. I feel more confident about sending clients to you now if you've invited them along as a potential referrer. And if it's somebody who you think could be a client, but they just haven't made a decision and gone across the line yet, hopefully I can get them to the point where they go, wow, I really want to change my life. So I'm going to go and talk to the person that invited me here. So that's the concept. And we're going to start in Brisbane because there's more spending planners there, and I can, we can fill a room more easily, and I can practice and fine tune all of the bits and pieces that we have to get right before we go to the next step. But clearly, if we get that, once we get that working, I would take that to other centres. So Melbourne, there's a little cluster of spending planners there. Adelaide, there's quite a little group down there. Maybe even Perth, if you guys over there, and I notice there are none of you on the call, but if you're listening on the recording, I'm not discounting the thought of going over there and helping you guys as well. So, and Amira, Sydney also, I shouldn't let you feel like you're left out either. North Queensland, hey, that's even got possibilities. So let's just see what we can make happen. And once we get the marketing message right and the actual message that I deliver right, it's something that I think has the potential to help the whole thing move along faster and better. So any comments about that, any ideas, any questions, any suggestions, now's a great time to have your say. Everybody's gobsmacked.
No, I was just going to say, thanks for not forgetting me, David.
Well, you're a little bit thin on the ground in Sydney, Amira. You've got...
I know.
There's not a lot of you down there, so there's the land of opportunity. It's sort of like...
People are stubborn down here, though. Gosh, yeah. They take their time until they figure out they can't do it themselves, and then they finally ring back. I realised the other day, someone has been following me since September 2018, and she's finally decided to come to my webinar on Saturday.
Yep. Okay. Has anybody else got a better record than that to tell? Anybody's been following them for years and finally come forward?
2 years, David.
All right. So
2 years.
There's a trophy. Anybody do better than 2 years?
I think Marlene's got a couple of years as well.
Yep. So just goes to show you how important it is that you know, you don't flake, you don't give up, you hang in there. You know, 25 years ago I started, and there are plenty of times when I could have gone, oh, look, this, it's just all too hard. But, I just can't walk away from it. At those times it was just like, no, it's too big. I have to keep going with this. And I 5 years ago made the decision to stop selling software and start the institute where the model was training people to deliver a service. Now, I've got to tell you, I get emails from people on a regular basis who bought software from me for less than $100, you know, 15, 16, up to 18, 19 years ago. And they'll want me to help them get their software going again because they got a new computer and the old one's crashed or whatever. And I had this guy this week who emailed me and said, oh, you know, my computer's crashed. Can you help me? I can't seem to register my software. And I emailed him back and said, well, really sorry, but I don't support that software anymore because A, it's problematic because operating systems have changed. You know, Norton's has even been known to uninstall Simply Budgets after you've installed it. Next thing, it's gone because Norton's just didn't like it. So I emailed him back and said, I don't support this product anymore. And I thought, well, I don't want to come across as just being blunt or rude or whatever. So I said, you know, because he talked about how much it had helped him over the years and he couldn't live without it. And I said, I'm really happy that you've had the benefits from it that you've had. But for me, the business model of selling software for $100 and having people 15 years later asking me for support, there is no business model in that works for me. And I'm so pleased that you've had a great benefit, but what you really need to do is to move on to the spending planner software. And because you're a client of mine as Simply Budgets, I'll be happy to set you up. And he came back and he said to me, no, I'm not looking for support. I just want some help to get it going on my computer. And I just thought, you know, how much do people expect for $50, which is what the first software actually sold for? And even at $130, I've had people email me saying, you know, I've had trips around the world. I've got multiple investment properties. My life was changed by your software. And I, you know, 5 years ago when I started the Institute, I'm thinking that was the value of exchange there just wasn't fair. I got paid $100 and they've benefited by hundreds of thousands of dollars. So the decision to actually give you guys an opportunity to start your own business was also partly motivated by the fact that you would charge, you know, 1,000, 2,000, who knows how much, and deliver, you know, $100,000 worth of value over 15 years for somebody whose life you change. That's a more fair exchange of value as far as I'm concerned. So, yes, someone's got a comment.
It's me, Dave. As a bookkeeper, I bought the MYOB program probably 6 years ago, paid nearly $400 for it. They've stopped supporting that 2 years ago. Every bookkeeping package is now on subscription, and it's $50 a month. And that's why Xero's share prices and MYOB share prices are through the roof, because that's the way we, that's the world we live in today, is it's a subscription world, everything. So people that don't want to get on board that, no computer would actually run you that old software, and you just say, sorry, it's not the Institute's problem, it's the, you know, it's the Windows problem, and that's, you just got to sort of pass the buck. And
Well, I thought it was time I started saying to people, the business model of selling software no longer works. And if you want me to be here, it has to be with a business model that works. So this is how it is, or I'm sorry, I can't help you. But I the point I was trying to make was that you guys charging, you know, whether it's 1500, 2000, whatever, for the benefits that we know people get, like, you know, at the conference 2 years ago, we had three families or three couples who got up in front of the group and said, you know, we were $80,000 in debt. Now we own a home. We were getting divorced, but we didn't. We fell in love again. What's that worth? A lot more than $100, I can tell you. It's like even at $1,500, if that's what you're charging, you're not charging enough. I just wanted to sort of clarify that the value that you guys are delivering is awesome, and don't ever let anybody, you know, tell you otherwise. And it's you do such a good job, and it's, you know, we're gonna, once people know about us and we've got runs on the board that are public, you won't have a problem at all. And Derek's still there. Yes, he is. So yeah, Derek, you play an integral part in that whole journey. Thank you. So
David.
Yeah.
I had one of those people contact me who had been on Simply Budgets.
Yep.
And was trying to just get access straight to the software.
Yep.
And so I, you know, I told him what my services is, and he basically wanted just to have the software. And I said, well, you know, I mean that. But I just followed up with him after, you know, the new year, just to see if he had gained access, just to kind of see, I was curious if he had, and, he hadn't. And so now he's, you know, I just gave him what my services are, and he's now kind of interested because he realizes that he needs to, you know, there's kind of no other option.
Yep. Look, that's a question, and it's a good topic to raise. If you have somebody who is a Simply Budgets customer come to you and they say, I'm all over Simply Budgets, I know it inside out, I know all about how it works, I don't need you to be my spending planner, there's nothing that says you can't just sign them up for the $10 a month and suggest that if they need any help, you know, you for $200 you'll give them a couple of hours of your time or help them get started or whatever. There's no rule book that says that you can't do that if you decide that's what you want to do.
Yeah, and that's one thing I offered him was my DIY one, which is basically, you know, just very basic instructions, because I know that, it entails one session with me, which I mainly is like an introduction session, but I know that the person's going to want more sessions because it is different. I use Simply Budgets too, and you're going to need more sessions. And so, so for this person, they didn't need the full 6 month thing because, you know, they're pretty switched on with it. But even initially when it was like, okay, this is my thing for my DIY, they kind of balked at that. But then just following up with them, they thought, wow, that's good. And they want to share it with their family and friends.
Yep. Awesome. And that's backs up what I was saying before about being there. Anthea?
I just think that it is so completely different, and I have a policy that I never, ever sell less than 3 months support. That's just the rule that I have because, you know, I have on occasion done less and it doesn't work out because it's so different and they really do need the support, even if you think they don't.
Look, when I was selling Simply Budget software, there were four types of phone calls that I would get from people. You know, I could just put them in a box. When the phone rang, I'd be thinking, is this 1, 2, 3, or 4? Phone call number one would be from somebody who said, I just want to thank you. You've changed my life. You know, we've just come back from Disneyland. We've just bought our second investment property. Yeah, just to sing my praises, which of course I was happy to take. The second one was, we bought your software. It was amazing. We got ourselves out of the hole we were in. And because everything was fine, we didn't think we needed to use the software anymore. But what happened was we ended up going back into the hole, and now we've realized that we should have kept using it, but we need some help to get started. You know, can you help us? The third phone call was, I saw you on TV, I bought your software, I've been working on it for 3 weeks now, and I just can't make sense of it. It just doesn't do what I think it should do. And I would spend an hour on the phone getting them to let go of everything they thought they ever knew about a budget, so I had a clean slate to start with, so I could then say, "It's this is how it is." And there would be a point in time where they would go, oh, so you've turned budgeting upside down. That's what most people would say. And at that moment, I would go, yeah. And I knew that that now the penny had dropped, that they would be fine. And I wasn't offering a service because I had way too many people that I would have had to offer it to. So it was just, once the penny dropped, I knew they'd be fine. And the fourth box, the fourth kind of call was from people who bought the software and never put it on their computer. And 5 years later, it was like, I'm even further down the hole. And I bought your software 5 years ago and I really need some help. How do I get going? So that tells you that more than 50% of people who buy software don't get the benefit out of it, which probably closer to 60 or 70% based on what I just told you. And Derek and I were talking about this afternoon. Unless, you know, your people buy software, they'll have a go at it for a little while, but if it doesn't make sense to them or they can't get it to work, that's the end of it. Whereas what we're doing is, it's like the software is a minor part of it. And I know Nick wouldn't want me to hear me say that, but it's a very important part of it. But the way, what you guys deliver in bringing them to it and showing them how to use it and getting them to understand the principles behind it is what turns it into magic for them. Because if you just gave them the software, majority of them wouldn't have a clue what to do with it. So Anthea, yeah, 3 months, if that's what you find is right for you, absolutely. Obviously, I don't tell you guys what to do or how to do it, but we certainly all listen to each other, and because, you know, I look at you guys as a big family and we all learn from each other. So,
can I say that, I mean, for me, I have, you know, like 3 or 4 different services, but I think that's the important thing is when you have that first talk with them, that chat with them, you have to see what their mindset's like. And that's, they, to me, for my DIY, and I've only had one in the past year that I've has even qualified to even do it. I won't just do it for someone because I don't want them to even spend any amount of money and not get the benefit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, for someone who's maybe been on Simply Budgets and has a general good idea, then they may qualify. But I think that's the important thing with that first thing is we need to really see where that person is at. And 9 times out of 10, they need that 6-month service.
Yeah.
Where, you know, occasionally you'll see someone that might need the 3 or, you know, whatever. But they're probably fewer than more.
I totally agree. I think out of all our clients, I've probably sold about 3 or 4. 3-month program,
yeah.
Literally out of hundreds.
Yep. So, and look, it's the accountability. It's there's so much more to it that you guys deliver. So, and look, I want you all to recognize the value that you deliver, because the last thing you can do is sell if you don't think you're worth what you're asking. You've got to believe that what you're asking people to pay you is actually probably doing you an injustice, because they're getting more value than you're delivering. You know, like if you're charging $2,000, you've got to think they're getting $4,000 worth of value. And you've got to see yourself as being worth that. But, you know, if someone goes from $80,000 worth of debt to buying a house in 2 years, what's that worth? If someone doesn't get divorced, what's that worth? You know, it's priceless.
Yeah, David, I had one of my clients, she kind of put off. She took her about 10 months to sign up. And she sent me something a little while ago showing me the bank balance. She'd actually gone through $11,000 of her savings in a 3-month period, just less than that.
Yep. It's so
and
easy.
We managed to stop that, you know, in a couple of weeks and then go back the other direction. So you're right. Yep. Like, what's that worth?
Yep, exactly. Exactly. All right, so interesting chatting. So the idea of putting on some events, we're going to do that and see how it goes. And if we can make it generate more clients and more referrers, well, that's what we will do. But we're going to test it in Brisbane first because it's easy to do that. I don't need to fly anywhere. I don't need any accommodation. And there's enough spending planners in Southeast Queensland that we should be able to get a few bums on seats and test it out. All right. Oh, I just lost the thought that I had. I don't think I'm going to get it back in a hurry. Rats was something that was important too, and I hadn't written it down. No, it's gone. All right, don't worry about it. So, and it's already 8 o'clock, so there you go. Time flies when you're having fun. So conference is what's a week and a half away. So those of you who are coming to conference, I'm looking forward to seeing you there. The rollout for the starting of those sessions, those events, will be early in March. So by the middle of the year, I would think we would be, you know, if it's a model that works, we'll be coming further afield. So I know that might seem frustrating for those of you who are further away who think, gee, wow, bring that on. But I know what I was going to say. Earlier, I was going to say, it's the power of just being there. You know, if Amira and Carolyn and all of you guys who say, you know, clients 2 years later have come to me and said, I want you to help me. If you're not there, they're not going to come back to you. They can't come back to you. So it's hang in there and do everything you can to make it all work. And that's what we're about. All right. We actually cracked the milestone in January 2020. It was the first month that we had more than 500 people pay $10 for the month. And all of you who received your emails to say that what you'd earned, I hopefully will be getting that done later on tonight. So you'll be getting your payment. So it's $3 a month for each client. Doesn't sound like much, but when you start to get a few clients under your belt, it starts to become a nice little bonus. So, and in the next 10 years, if you've got thousands of clients that are using the software that you've helped, you know, that could be $2,000 or $3,000 a month in your pocket for just having brought them in. So it's worth doing. It's worth chasing. All right, so go us. Congratulations, everybody. We've got to 2020 and our vision is about to unfold. Don't forget, we've got leadership crews coming up later in the year. I really don't have 100% of an idea what it looks like yet, but it's an idea I've got and we're going to make it happen. You've got to have 25 clients paid $10 in June to qualify. So there's a target that I reckon is achievable for most of you guys. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And I can't remember if you've got 100, I'd pay half your trip. And if you've got, I think it's 200, I'll pay for all of your trips. So it'll just be a weekend thing, but we'll have a lot of fun. And we'll develop that over the years to come. It'll get bigger and better and brighter and longer. So.
Do you have any idea what time of year you're looking at doing that, David?
I said it would be in October.
Okay.
My wife has actually chastised me because it's our 40th wedding anniversary this October. And I think that she thought that I was going to double up and make the cruise wedding anniversary kind of thing. So I think I'm going on two cruises in October. But anyway, later in the year. Let's go with later in the year.
Okay, good.
Yep. Cool. All right. Excellent. Any questions before we hang up? Any comments? Any anything? Cool. All right. Thanks, Derek, for coming on and speaking to us in Scottish.
Yep. Thank you. And thank everyone else. And whoever's at the conference, I look forward to meeting you there in person.
Yep. We're excited. Very excited. So onward and upward. All right, gang. I'll stop my screen share, which I forgot I had on.
Thanks, David.
I'll stop the recording.